Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. Kelby Smith is with us. Kelby is chief of the Adair Fire and Rescue, and they are working on a fundraising effort to hopefully have a nice project going there for a new building. Kelby, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Hey, how long have you been working on some fundraising for a project there with the new fire station?
Well, we just kicked it off this year, so it's pretty new, in the new stages of it.
Yeah. Hey, can you talk about the need? How old is the old fire station?
Well, it's actually two different buildings in one.
Okay.
They just ended up building on later on, but the south side was built sometime in the 30s, I believe, and then the north side was built sometime between 60s and 70s.
Okay. So both sides are probably in need of, at the very least, a little updating, if not complete replacement.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. What are some of the issues that you deal with there?
As far as you mean with the building?
Yeah.
Well, you know, trucks aren't getting any smaller as the years go on. The south side of the older part of the building is stucco. A lot of stucco's cracking and falling off above the doors, and which in turn, you know, water leaks in and we lose heat, and kind of a big deal to keep those bays heated, you know, when it comes to most of those trucks have water in them in the wintertime.
Yeah, not very efficient at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. No. Well, and you just, you know, you hate to, it takes so much money. It takes so much funds to run a local fire department anymore with all the training and equipment that's required. You know, gosh, you'd like to be able to minimize some of those other expenses like maintenance and upkeep on the building as much as you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it doesn't get any cheaper every year.
No, it doesn't, and I get a kick out of your comment about how those fire trucks aren't getting any smaller. It's not just the fire trucks, though. All the equipment and stuff that's required, it seems like there's so much more today than it used to be.
Absolutely. There's always something new coming out every year, and then, you know, usually they find a regulation to make for it, so you either have to have it or you need to work on trying to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets really difficult to try to just to keep up anymore. So this is an opportunity maybe to do something a little bit different. So what do you have in mind?
We are working on a 120 by 60 or 70. We haven't quite got the how deep we wanted it yet, but it's going to be definitely 120 foot long, 60 foot wide. It's going to have three big doors that are going to be, I believe, 13 by 16. It's going to be an open concept, so you can see from one end to the other. And after we get our building built, we're going to have a contractor come in and actually build us kind of an office space, a kitchen, a couple restrooms, and then, you know, a couple offices upstairs or a meeting room, if you would.
Sure. And those things are all pretty much required anymore just to be able to run a fire department.
I mean, yeah, absolutely, especially, you know, we'd like to hold a lot more events for the community in our new building, you know. Open it up to the community a lot more. Therefore, you need a kitchen, and, you know, we have our big Adair celebration every year. We're going to need a kitchen for that. Offices, a lot of that EMS stuff, you know, that has to stay locked up in its own room because it all falls under HIPAA law and stuff like that. So you got to have an office for EMS and then, you know, your fire office for report writing and such other things.
Yeah, there are just so many things that are required, and you really hit it on the head there, too. A fire station like this, an emergency complex like this, in a small community, it really is kind of a hub of a community.
Absolutely, and like I said, we would really, I mean, just being able to open our doors to the community, you know, if somebody, let's say, wanted to have a graduation or something up there, you know, we could pull a couple trucks out, let them set up tables, chairs, and, you know, they could hold different types of events and stuff up there.
Yeah. Well, even just the little things, too. You were talking about, 16-foot doors? I assume that's bigger than what you have now.
Absolutely. Our doors right now, I believe, are 13. And like I said, trucks aren't getting any smaller.
Yeah. It just gets hard to operate with those kind of restrictions.
Oh, yeah. And the trucks we have now, they fit, obviously, but it's awfully tight.
Yeah.
And, you know, where we keep all of our gear, we have our own separate lockers for everybody. The backs of our trucks are literally 2 foot from our lockers. So we have enough room to squeeze in there, you know, slip our stuff on and head to the unit we're going to.
Exactly. And everybody, if they could just imagine what life would be like if their work areas had to kind of be like that all the time. It's not much fun when you're banging elbows all the time.
Absolutely not.
You know, it's hard enough to keep a fully staffed volunteer fire department to begin with and keep folks interested and engaged like that. How big is your department, Kelby?
We have currently our active roster is 28. Off the top of my head, I can't break that down, you know, EMTs and firefighters. Obviously, our new recruits, it's mandatory for them to go through Firefighter 1 their first year. Our EMT is kind of optional. You know, we don't make people do that. But if they're willing to do it, we send them through the class and try to get them passed.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Well, and, you know, we talk about how vital it is to have a fully functioning fire department, an emergency service in a small community. But, you know, it's bigger than that because you guys are part of a mutual aid system. You go all over the place at different times when the need arises. So this isn't just something for the folks in Adair. This is folks all around that can benefit from this.
Absolutely. That's about with any volunteer department. You know, we run with Casey. We run with Anita. There's times we've ran with Exira and Greenfield, Bridgewater, Fontenelle. Just these smaller communities, there's a lot more rural area than just the town that you're covering.
You bet. Well, I assume you have grass units and things like that because in a rural area, you never know where things are going to happen.
Absolutely. We have a grass unit and a crash truck, but our crash truck kind of, it seconds as a grass unit if it needs to be. And then actually here in the last couple of years, we've got a grain bin rescue trailer. So now we're equipped for that. That's nice.
Yeah. But you got to find space for all these things.
Absolutely. Yeah. That trailer takes up a bay all on its own. And with that new building, we can actually just keep it parked behind one of the pickups. So if need be, we could just, you know, drop it and go.
Yeah. This isn't just folly. You've thought through this quite a bit in putting this idea together.
Absolutely.
Talk about how much you need. What's this going to cost?
Henningsen's Construction there in Atlantic has won the bid for the buildings, and we're looking at just to build the building sitting on concrete slab is going to be about $350,000.
And then the finish work will have to come as well.
Absolutely. You know, we've got plumbing expenses, carpentry expenses for our office kitchen area. We're going to have water line, you know, special water lines ran so we can fill our trucks after calls and special outlets. And airlines placed in certain places, you know, to keep our vehicles plugged in and keep the big trucks hooked to air.
Absolutely. And I know public funding is sometimes thin when it comes to projects like this, but you're asking folks to do what they can to kind of dig into their pockets and help donate a little bit. Have you just kind of started that process?
Yeah, I've had that ad there up, that fundraiser up on Facebook. I think it's been 30 to 60 days now. It hasn't been real long. There's been a couple businesses in Adair that have really stepped up and donated some money. Yeah, like you said, you hit it on the nail on the head there. It's just any little bit helps, whether it's $1 to $100. It sure does help.
You bet. Do you have a timeline for the project?
We are looking to have the building built around March, April next year.
So you really need to push this fundraising here pretty hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I share it once a week. I encourage everybody else to share it. I mean, even a share helps, you know what I mean, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
One person shares it, that's 300 other people that might see it, you know what I mean?
You bet. You bet. Well, a chance for folks to do that. How can they donate if they choose to do that?
If you want to do it on Facebook, just go to the fundraiser page and look up Adair Fire and Rescue's new building. You can look it up on that, or, I mean, you're more than welcome to send a donation to the Adair Fire Department.
Okay. And what's the address
by mail? It's 505 Fifth Street, Adair, Iowa, 50002.
All right. Very good. Well, folks can help out the folks that help us out when we are in a time of need. That's pretty much what it boils down to, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, good. Well, Kelby, good project. Good luck to you on this, and we hope it all continues to move forward for you and you get those funds raised and get that nice, shiny new facility going here not too many months down the road. That's Kelby Smith. He's chief of Adair Fire and Rescue, working on the fundraising for the new fire station project there. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.